right.
Good save, Trey.
Trey. Little hasty with the applause line
there. We fixed it with the mid-song applause idea.
It's a great song.
You did good.
Hints from Heloise is a column to help you with your life. It is ripped and read from the Santa Ynez Valley News.
Of course it is.
This is an old Saturday staple. If you listen to the program that I once did with Big Dumb Danny, Dan Paul, Danny Bayless, together we were the orphanage, and I would kill time on the weekends reading Hints from Heloise, and now they make their morning drive debut.
Wow.
Sarah N. in Chicago writes, Dear Heloise, my doctor recently placed me on a new medication. Since the medication was a bit expensive, I asked if he had any samples so I could try the medication before I went out and spent over $100 on it. In the past, I've developed an allergic reaction to a couple medications. He went to his sample closet and came back with a handful of the new drug for me to try before I filled the prescription he'd written. Always ask for a sample of a medication. Doctors usually have samples if you ask. Have you guys ever asked your...
I don't think I've asked.
GP for boner pills or anything?
Let me try all those. No, all those two.
I just want to compare.
The real big ones in the back. The bricks. Give me those.
I'm going to open this backpack and you put anything in.
Yeah just I'll look away.
Just scrape the shelf
I'll make
into
sure
this
the,
backpack.
The hallway is clear.
I've never requested scripts, but I've demanded a shot.
Steroid shot?
Yeah, just like, look, I don't care what you say. I don't want to go to the CVS and get that. I want a shot right now because it works nearly instantly.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, you'll feel better on the way home.
I'll definitely opt for the samples if that's on the table. Yeah,
a shot.
Right.
I didn't even need Heloise for that one.
Little hydrocodone. Let's just see how it works. June H. in Orem, Utah writes, Dear Heloise, my little ones love to play in their kiddie pool on these hot summer days. When they were done, I'd turn the pool over and water the grass. The only problem was that I hurt my back every time I struggled with the kiddie pool. My husband had an idea. He drilled a small hole in the bottom of the pool, and we put a rubber stopper from the hardware store in the hole. When the kids are done, we just pull out the stopper and let the water out. They invented a bathtub
thing. That's an awful idea.
They actually have that now in, like, the ones you buy.
The little plastic kiddie pool. Not the inflatable ones, right? These are the plastic ones.
Oh, okay. I'm picturing inflatable.
Because
you can just step on the side, can't you?
Yeah. And
right.
They have the plug at the bottom, too, so you just...
I spent some time...
Water all over the yard just quickly.
I've definitely spent some time into above-ground pool disaster vids.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, when the guy does the backflip and totally caves in the side.
It's
10,000 gallons rush through the yard.
So much more water than you think. It's a good, like, 3 full minutes of water somehow flowing out.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, big fan of that.
When's the last time you were in an above-ground pool?
Man, a long time. There are levels, though. You can have a nice above ground pool.
Right.
There's some bad connotations to the above ground pool, but
they also have really nice inflatable pools that are like adult size.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Kind of like when you have the blow up mattress, it has like the engine that blows it up.
Right.
Built in.
How big? Wow. How big can we go?
I don't know.
Well, I'm looking at a Coleman version that's $600.
For in camping?
Is that that's inflatable hot tub and spa.
Dude,
so that's got
nice.
A whole deal.
That's got a rocket on the side of it.
I have no fence in my backyard right now, but can I legally just
throw up a
inflatable
pools? Sure.
Have
it's your
sit.
Yard.
Just go nude.
Go stream. There's a whole industry of hot tub streaming, Mike.
Wave to the JFK tours from your inflatable hot tub.
How are we doing? Found a couple shales back there.
Speaking of pools, Sandy M. in Denver says, Dear Heloise, I've found that pool noodles have several uses besides using them in a pool. I've used them as a base for wreath making. They're easy to decorate. I've also cut one in half all along the length of the noodle and attached it to the wall of the garage to protect my garage wall when I open the car door. My sister-in-law uses them on the corner of a coffee table so her 1-year-old son doesn't hit his head on the edge. With a little imagination, there are numerous ways to use them.
Oh, wow.
Vita has this move something. I don't have a garage.
Shots out of the pool noodle?
No, but like something in your garage to tell you.
Just fireball right out of
how
the pool.
Far you need to go and like how to where to park exactly.
Yeah, my papaw had a string with a, I guess.
A tennis ball?
It was a tennis ball, and you would pull up, and he would craft it to the angle of his windshield, and mm-hmm. once the tennis ball hit his windshield, that's where he was perfectly yeah. parked, and he would never lower the garage door on the back of his car.
That's good craft work there. My yeah, Bill would go with the tennis ball as well, but I was just at home, and Vita now has like this little shoe, not an actual shoe, but like a rubber thing where you put your front left tire into it.
Hmm. Oh, you'd roll up.
You like, kinda, yeah, like you feel you
kind of like when you're going into the car wash.
Car wash, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like you have to hit that thing.
Huh.
But I use a reference point on the wall.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm even with this, so I'm good.
But you're talking inches sometimes for how the garage closes.
Right.
So.
Especially when you have two cars in there like we do and like nearly zero space really? To get around it. Yeah.
So yeah, the half pool noodle might not be a bad call there against the garage
against the
front,
wall is like a little bumper.
Yeah.
You don't want to ding your car door.
Yeah. Okay.
Sandy S. in Santa Fe, New Mexico writes, Dear Heloise, while I love fresh coconut, I hate prying the meat part out of the shell. I always drain the coconut of its juices before trying to get at the meat part. Is that what makes it difficult to remove the coconut inside the shell? Heloise writes, Sandy, here's a hint for you. First, drain the juice. Put the coconut in the oven, 350, for about 18 to 23 minutes. Remove the coconut from the oven and wrap in a very heavy towel. Use a hammer to pound the heck out of the coconut until it cracks open. Use a clean flathead screwdriver or ice pick to remove the coconut pieces.
Hmm.
You ever had fresh coconut ever? I'm not a fan of coconut meat.
You don't like the Almond Joy or the Mounds?
No, I will like a coconut curry. That's great.
Yeah.
And coconut milk is okay, and
coconut
certain
pie.
Coconut pie is okay. I just don't like the shaved coconut.
What?
I don't like the texture.
What if it's
of it.
Toasted? Like you toast up
even
that?
Worse.
Oh, okay.
Even worse.
I'm pretty anti coconut, although the shrimp, like coconut shrimp.
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
I'll get down on some of that.
I'll do that,
but generally not coconut meat.
Walter G. in Lansing, Michigan has a cautionary tale for all of us. Dear Heloise, today I received an email with a notice that someone had tried to use my account to place an order online with one of America's largest retailers. Supposedly it came from an overseas country and it was for a substantial amount. The notice said to click on the box below and I would be taken to their headquarters where they would straighten all this out. I was skeptical. Instead, I called the customer service of the company, and sure enough, it turned out the email was from scammers.
Oh.
The site looked official, and I can see how people could be fooled by this notice. Please warn all your readers to call the company the notices are from instead of clicking on anything. The people who perpetuate these scams are low-life crooks who are looking to steal information they can use to swindle you out of your hard-earned dollars. Be smart, be safe, and be informed.
Sounds like a job for Kevin Mitnick.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have our watchdog up here.
Yeah. She needs to work at a place where she has to do training every month and learn.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
And the quizzes are a little harder than you think.
You can't just like breeze through those.
I did take two swings at the last quiz. I may have speed watched the instructional portion of the video.
I still haven't done mine.
Yeah, TikTok.
You know, some of those, I guess, are believable to a degree. Like you'll get the like the Netflix, your payment method was declined,
right.
Click here to update your payment method, but then you click on
yeah.
the address and it says it says Netflix customer service, but then you click on the detail and it's like highboy75
yeah
@gmail.com. Like, no, I'm not giving yeah. you my credit card information.
Nutflix.
Nutflix.
Does not need to be updated.
That's a different site. Fast facts from Heloise.
Where you going, love?
Here are some uses for check boxes. Use both halves.
What?
I had to read that several times. Do you understand what she's saying?
So they mail you checks.
Yes.
That you write.
Yes. This is such an antiquated hint that it's about using your old boxes that you get checks in.
You still get checks? I have checks, but
I
get them in a book.
They're in a book now, like a booklet.
Dude,
yeah.
I have one, like, checkbook or, you know, the perforated deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been using the same one because I never, I mean, how many checks do I write? One or two? Basically, when I have to pay Norm money,
right.
I write a check. And I'm terrified of, I only have like three checks left. And I don't know how, I don't know what to do next.
Just go to a bank and say, hey.
I don't know how, I don't know what you mean, go to a bank.
You go to a bank and say, my name is Shale.
What are banks?
I don't know what you just said.
You can get them online too.
Just walk in and say, hello, I'm Shale.
Yes.
Yeah, my checks still have like four addresses ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not changing them.
How about the sad search for stamp in your home too?
Oh, gosh.
You just like, got to go to the post office and
get the forever stamp. You got to get the forever stamp.
What does Sean keep saying?
Mm-hmm. So you can use check boxes to keep extra change in them for office vending machines. Keep coupons inside.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep receipts for taxes. Keep small items together like paper clips or staples. Use in the bathroom to keep makeup items inside.
Keep both sides of the box that your checks come in.
Yeah, I mean, because then you can solve twice as many problems around your house.
So insane.
Put your grinder in there.
Sure, yeah. Keep your weed in there. Here are some gift wrap ideas. Use an old map, especially for a traveler. So next time you get something for Norm, or you have to write him a check, wrap it in an old map.
What does that mean?
Like an old road map.
An old map uses wrapping paper.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Use a receiving blanket for a baby shower gift. Use some leftover fabric.
Leftover from what?
Or a pretty silk scarf.
Oh.
Be nice, wouldn't it? And finally...
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Michael T. in Summit, New Jersey writes, Dear Heloise, I bought my first home on my 25th birthday, humble brag, and went to work painting and re-wallpapering my place. I was so excited about my place, I invited my folks and my younger brother over for dinner. I realized I didn't have any placemats about 2 hours ahead of their arrival. Suddenly, I thought about the dining room wallpaper, which had a plastic coating on it. I cut out 4 placemats from the leftover wallpaper. My mother was so impressed that I had placemats that matched the walls. What a put together 25-year-old.
That is squared away.
With matching placemats that match the walls.
Do you have wallpaper at your house, Mikey?
None.
Yeah.
No, zero.
No.
You?
No. I don't think anybody, and I'm probably completely wrong by issuing this, I don't think anybody under like 40 is like pro wallpaper.
Wallpaper's hot now.
Is it?
Is it back?
Yeah, it's back.
Dude, my last...
wife put wallpaper up in her office uses.
Damn.
I did redo a bathroom in my last place, and there was 6 layers of wallpaper.
Really?
And you just kept finding treats.
Yeah.
And the last one was just all these hot air balloons.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, okay, that's... although I hate hot air balloons, yeah. But I'm like, that looks pretty awesome for a bathroom. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked it.
Yeah. Wallpaper in a powder room. Which
I
determined
learned
yesterday is a half bath.
Yeah.
Or as like a feature wall. Just a statement wall.
Dude, how
it's great.
Easy.
Wallpaper is better these days than it used to
be. Is
it? Because a lot of them are self-adhesive. You don't have to use the glue and the brush and everything.
I just think of the hideous wallpaper in my grandma's house in her dining room, and I just can't.
Wallpaper's come a long way, bro.
Okay.
Get on board.
You investigate.
How easy have you made it for the people listening today to get through the next weeks and months of their life?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that everyone is going to cruise into the weekend and solve all their household dilemmas because of hints and because the hot push helps.
There's nothing left to sort out, Dave.
I don't want that segment to end. I just want to keep doing hints the rest of the year.
I do too, but unfortunately I need to yell because I have a problem. Something terrible happened in sports and I'm heartbroken. We'll discuss it next.